We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Swasti Propter, esteemed viewers. Swasti Propter means welcome in Balinese, a language spoken by about 3 million people, mainly on Indonesian islands of Bali and Lombok. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobed 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbed 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobed 2 and Hotbed 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Morang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. and in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jolita. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hulst Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company.
In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company,
Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Chinese hospital ship brings medical expertise to the Seychelles. In peace news, Morocco pledges to promote harmony in the Mediterranean. In ecology news, Ethiopian agricultural workers produce a surplus of food. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 12th, is the Independence Day of Kenya, observing its autonomy attained in 1963. It's Lamu, Old Town, the most well-preserved Swahili settlement in East Africa, is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. It is also an important center for the study of Islamic and Swahili cultures. Other UNESCO World Heritage Sites include the scenic Lake Turkana National Parks and the Mount Kenya National Park Natural Forest. The country is famous for its immense wildlife preserves and picturesque landscapes. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Wangari Maathai and acclaimed novelist Professor Ngugi Wa Thiong'o are among some of the prominent Kenyan individuals. We wish a celebratory Independence Day for all the citizens of Kenya.
Fly News. Snowstorms disrupt travel in northeastern China. Heavy snowfall and reduced visibility affected road and air travel in China's Jilin and Liaoning provinces, as well as the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, as meteorological officials forecast continued cold fronts and blizzard conditions across the region. In Jilin province, the airport in the provincial capital of Changchun was closed twice on Friday, December 10th, leading to the cancellation or delay of 40 flights after 5 highways had been shut down on Thursday night. Another 10 highways were closed in Liaoning, and the airport in the provincial capital Shenyang was also temporarily shut down due to snow. In eastern Inner Mongolia, airports were closed in at least 3 cities, while in Beijing, gusts reaching over 90 km per hour lifted off part of a roof on one of the terminal buildings in the Beijing Capital International Airport, where more than 200 flights were delayed. Our appreciation for the precautionary measures of the Chinese officials. With heaven's grace, may everyone be protected from such weather intensities as we strive through our more considerate actions to restore the environment's equilibrium.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Billionaire in India expands access to education nationwide. The country's third wealthiest citizen, Mr. Azim Premji, chairman of Wipro Limited, a large software services firm, is donating nearly $2 billion toward both higher and rural education throughout India. As the largest lump sum donation to date, the funds will help construct and operate a new university as well as expand an existing rural education program sponsored by Mr. Premji that works hand in hand with state governments. We respectfully laud and heaven bless your generous act of kindness, Mr. Azim Premji. May such benevolence be passed along as the youth of your country are graced with blossoming vistas of knowledge to benefit others across the globe. For his magnanimous deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Premji with the Shining World Compassion Award.
2010 Nobel Prizes bestowed. On Friday, December 10th, coinciding with the internationally commemorated Human Rights Day, the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded in Oslo, Norway, to Chinese human rights activist Liu Xiaobo. As Mr. Liu is currently detained and was unable to attend, Norwegian actress Liv Ullmann read a statement that he had written. Also on Friday, the Nobel Prize Award ceremony was held in Stockholm, Sweden, with His Majesty King Carl XVI Gustav presenting the awards. This year's honorees included UK-based University of Manchester professors Andre Geim, PhD, and Konstantin Novoselov, PhD, for the Nobel Prize in Physics, US chemist Dr. Richard F. Heck, along with Japanese chemists Drs. H. Nagishi and Akira Suzuki for the Chemistry Prize, British biologist Dr. Robert G. Edwards for the Prize in Physiology or Medicine, Peruvian novelist Mario Vargas Llosa for the Literature Prize, and international labor markets experts Drs. Peter Diamond, Dale Mortensen, and Professor Christopher Pissarides for the Economics Prize. Supreme Master Television spoke with Professor Andre Geim about his innovative research that led to the award.
We have shown that there are a new kind of materials around us. Crystals consist of atoms. Atoms of rows and rows contribute planes. So we'll manage to show that it's possible to extract an individual atomic plane. In fact, it turned out to be an extremely interesting material with a range of properties. This is what the Nobel Prize was given to, for bringing attention of this materials and finding out that it's like philosopher's stones with so many unusual properties.
Nobel laureate Professor Christopher Pissarides of Cyprus offered suggestions to the younger generation on how they too may achieve fulfillment and success.
Do not always try to follow the very safe route in your studies. If you're motivated to be doing new things, try and do those new things and get in there, and there will be disappointments in the beginning, but don't worry about it. Just keep going, doing your research, trying things, and eventually you'll succeed if you are really motivated.
Congratulations, 2010 Nobel laureates. Blessed be such endeavors as yours in advancing us all toward a more uplifted world.
South Korea and Malaysia celebrate amicable relations. Accompanied by nearly 200 senior government officials and business leaders, South Korean President Lee Myung-bak arrived for a first ever visit on Thursday, December 9th to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the two countries' diplomatic ties as well as to increase cooperative endeavors. On Friday, he was welcomed for a state meeting with His Majesty Tunku Mizan Zainal Abidin, King of Malaysia. He then met with Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak and a Malaysian delegation, where they agreed to further collaboration in fields such as trade, higher education, technology and tourism. The two also spoke of a future free trade agreement. Our respectful congratulations, Your Majesty, Your Excellencies, and all parties involved for your progressive meetings and your nation's long-standing harmonious relations. With heaven's grace, may the people of South Korea and Malaysia flourish in shared abundance, friendship and peace.
Humanitarian agency air crew freed. Following their detainment since November 4th, a Latvian pilot, co-pilot and mechanic working for the UN World Food Program, or WFP, were released on Wednesday, December 8th. The three men who were on a humanitarian mission together when they went missing in South Darfur were reported to be in good health, saying that the World Food Program had been working continuously with the government of Sudan in negotiations for their release. WFP Executive Director Josette Sheeran stated, "We are delighted that these three men have been freed. Now we can all celebrate their freedom. We too rejoice in this great news as we send our grateful thanks to the World Food Program and Sudanese government members who work to peacefully free these three humanitarian workers. May they be welcomed home to the loving embraces of family and friends."
Save our planet. Climate summit concludes in Mexico with new Cancun package. Throughout this year's two-week United Nations Climate Change Conference, delegates focused on moving closer to an accord to replace the Kyoto Protocol on globally reducing greenhouse gas emissions originally created by the United Nations Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, and set to expire in 2012. Supreme Master Television reports from Cancun, Mexico.
United Nations delegates have arrived at the end of an intensive 2 weeks of climate change negotiations, with dedicated efforts being made by all 192 nations to reach an updated agreement. Also present for many sessions of this significant summit was Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had been invited as a special guest by Mexico's Secretariat of Environment and Natural Resources.
Grow in 100 years to probably something like 750 parts per million.
Mexican Foreign Minister Patricia Espinosa, who served as conference chair, stated that a broad set of decisions are now within reach. government leaders working through the night have arrived at consensus on some issues, such as on how developing nations will be assisted on adapting to climate change.
Other matters that were resolved include a plan for protecting forests, ways to share new clean energy technologies, and a reporting structure to ensure that countries follow up on their emissions reduction pledges. This proposal was supported even by significant greenhouse gas emitters such as China and the United States. The Cancun package, as announced by Mexico's President Calderón and Foreign Minister Espinosa, received a standing ovation in acknowledgement of both the advancements and the general cooperation experienced among the negotiating parties.
Throughout the summit, people from various sectors, NGOs, government agencies, private companies, research institutions, and students all show interest of the plant-based lifestyle change to restore the environment.
It's very, very important that people understand that they should limit or not eat meat because they produce a lot of methane emissions.
So you see the two coming up on Nigeria, desertification, coastal erosion, yeah, and it's causing a lot of refugee problems. People should start adapting to veg, and that's what I support your organization for.
Learning this place, I want to be vegetarian. I am going to try to my family also to save the animals, to save the world, save water also.
I believe that the ways animals die have an effect on us as individuals, and I've been vegetarian for over 5 years, and I feel very happy with my decision. It greatly reduces greenhouse gases, and it is not only important for climate change, it is very important for the health of individuals, for the economy.
Former Executive Secretary of the UNFCCC, Mr. Ivo de Boer, also expressed his support for the dietary solution to climate change.
It's a good solution because producing animals to then kill them for human beings to eat involves a consumption of huge amounts of energy. And it's not very nice for the animals. I think lifestyle change could be a very important part of action to address climate change at the national level. So certainly, as part of a national strategy, that's something that we need to look at.
This is Supreme Master Television, reporting from Cancun, Mexico.
Supreme Master Ching Hai had arrived in Cancun to pray for its smoothest proceeding. She was also invited as the special guest of honor to a gala held midway through the summit, which honored exemplary role models while raising awareness about the organic vegan solution to climate change, both among the dignitaries present and in the Mexican media.
The Greenest Heroes Gala received coverage from regional media, including the newspaper Novedades, with the following excerpt from an article titled Organic Veganism to Save the Planet.
El domingo 5 de diciembre, el alcalde de Cancún, el señor Jaime Hernández Zaragoza, y la Asociación Internacional de la Maestra Suprema Ching Hai fueron anfitriones de la gala a los héroes más ecológicos, para reconocer a los esfuerzos de todos los participantes de la COP16, y honrar a los campeones del medio ambiente, quienes son un ejemplo de la solución al cambio climático y otras crisis ambientales a través de la dieta vegana.
Also reporting on the occasion, the popular newspaper Por Esto stated,
acogido como un evento integrador sin precedentes en la historia de la COP, la velada especial celebró a la sociedad internacional y al progreso logrado hasta ahora en Cancún, así como aclarando más los excepcionales beneficios personales y planetarios que puede producir la recomendación de este año de alejarse de los productos de carne y lácteos por el Programa Ambiental de las Naciones Unidas, con beneficios tales como la reforestación, la reducción significativa del cambio climático, regeneración de la biodiversidad, seguridad alimentaria y el costo de la mitigación en el clima y la salud.
La Verdad newspaper also reported,
En resumen, la Gala de los Héroes Más Ecológicos es reconocida como un evento histórico de la COP16 debido a su éxito en alentar y conjuntar el apoyo de líderes y delegados para guiar con la solución de la dieta vegana nutricionalmente óptima y sin paralelo.
In her busy schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai also made time to speak with government officials as well as to accept interviews with the media, including one of Cancun's largest newspapers, Novedades. In addition, the weekly statewide television program, In Candena TV, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her practical and spiritual viewpoints on saving the planet, as presented in the new compilation book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer.
Like you said before, we have to focus on making it right and looking forward to the earth and stop the climate change.
Yes.
And we are all connected between each other, even with the animals.
Yes, yes.
And we have to look forward by helping each other and protecting each other.
Yes, and protect the environment and the animals. Because it's the law of the universe that if we kill or if we harm something, we have to share our spiritual merit with that. So how many animals we eat, we share all our spiritual bank account with that animals. And then we are depleted. We get poorer and poorer spiritually. And if you don't have spiritual merit enough, then you have to pay with your health, your luck, or your family member, peace. And the larger, we have to pay the price for having no peace.
Our gratefulness, all the sincere and hardworking leaders, delegates, media members, and advocates at COP16. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Ching Hai for her presence in Cancun, tirelessly advocating the crucial vegan change for our planetary survival. We pray that world governments will act on this win-win solution that will halt climate change and restore peace for all beings.
Go green to save the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, is freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org.
Save our planet. Researchers at Ohio State University in the USA conduct a survey of more than 450 restaurant patrons and find that over 80% support green practices and are willing to pay more to eat at eco-friendly establishments.
Save our planet. Vatican City is recognized as the world's most environmentally friendly state, with recent installation of giant solar panels yielding more sustainable energy production per inhabitant than anywhere else on the globe.
Save our planet. At the UN Climate Change Conference in Mexico, Chinese environmental experts report that the national energy consumption has been reduced significantly from 1990 to 2009, with further efforts being made to improve efficiency and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, as well as develop alternative power sources.
Warning news. U.S. researchers find that teenagers living in households where they are exposed to secondhand smoke exposure are 1.7 times more likely to have recurrent ear infections than their smoke-free environment peers.
I'm Cock-a-Doodle Danny the Rooster, and I'm following a compassionate diet. Here are some tips for feeding your special chicken companions. Small amounts of grain mixtures tossed on the ground help fulfill their instinct to scratch and keep them entertained. They also enjoy fresh diced apple cores, soft fruits, lettuce, and whole grain bread as treats. Have fun with your intelligent chicken friend. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, a Chinese hospital ship brings medical expertise to the Seychelles. Physicians aboard the Peace Ark provided free medical care to school children and others over a five-day period. In addition, the team distributed presents and spent time with the local residents. The visit was jointly arranged by the Chinese Embassy and Seychelles Foreign Ministry. The Peace Ark's commander, Mr. Bao Yuping, said the vessel was built to extend friendship to all and assist the world. Our sincere appreciation, China, for your care of the beautiful people of the Seychelles. May the Peace Ark continue to visit and bring comfort to many treasured brethren.
In peace news, Morocco pledges to promote harmony in the Mediterranean. Speaker of the House of Advisors, or Upper House, His Excellency Dr. Mohamed Sheikh Biadaleh, stated that Morocco will continue to advocate for amiable relations and enhance communication among the various cultural groups of the area. His Excellency added that the advanced status which the European Union has given to Morocco will promote integration of the people of the region. Our earnest gratitude, Your Excellency Dr. Mohamed Sheikh Biadaleh and Morocco, for your commitment to creating a tranquil environment for all. May your plans meet with much success in a calm and sustainable world. Up next on Noteworthy News, agricultural workers in Ethiopia produce millions of kilograms of seeds. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. Stay tuned for more valuable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, sublime news for a splendid world. In ecology news, Ethiopian agricultural workers produce a surplus of food. Over 110,000 farmers that chose to resettle in 60 localities of Amhara State have successfully grown more than 200.8 million kilograms of sesame and other seeds. They have also built flour mills and hotels. Furthermore, other facilities such as roads, schools, health services, and water outlets have been provided. Congratulations, Ethiopian farmers, on your bountiful crops in developing communities. May we partake of nature's generous abundance for a flourishing world for all.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled COP16 Funny Sides. It is told in English.
Panel chairman to participants, Michael, you now have the floor. Participant to chairman after speech, I truly appreciate your advice, chair, and thanks for the floor.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for showing us the rainbow love of humanity.
All the colors shine together. Mari
and Les from Glastonbury, United Kingdom.
Hi, Mari and Les. Good to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Harmonious Mari and Les, thank you for your poetic note. May the rainbow of love extend all over the earth, bringing beings together in friendship and grace. Wishing celestial blessings to you and the elegant people of the United Kingdom. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for being with us on Noteworthy News. Now we say Prashida Panjimale, which means goodbye in Balinese.
May the love of heaven be your faithful guide and friend.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Afghanistan's High Peace Council holds its first public conference in Kandahar, where Chairman Professor Burhanuddin Rabbani calls for support from the international community as he asks all Afghan parties to disarm and come together in peace and national reconciliation.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs reports that U.S. President Barack Obama is maintaining his tobacco-free success, having now completed 9 months without smoking a cigarette.
Marking the 50th anniversary of diplomatic ties, Cuban Parliament President Dr. Ricardo Alarcón meets with Cambodian Parliament Chairman Heng Samrin, where the two affirm their country's long-standing amicable relations.
In Jordan, Ms. Ihsan Barakat is selected as Chief District Attorney in the country's capital of Amman, marking the first ever appointment of a woman to the position.
Medical teams from the International Rescue Committee are providing healthcare services, including vaccinations, for more than 3,500 recently displaced war victims in South Sudan.
As part of a total $75 million US dollars initiative that will benefit 1,400 Lebanese schools, the US Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates an initial $26 million US dollars to upgrade 600 educational facilities over the next 4 years.
In the hope of safeguarding students from smoking and to help them quit the habit, His Highness Sheikh Rashid bin Saud bin Rashid Al Muwalla, Crown Prince of Al Quwain, and the United Arab Emirates opens a fifth quit-smoking unit for schools.
U.S. researchers develop a simple blood test that can predict up to 6 years in advance if a person is at increased mortality risk from heart disease, allowing time for the adoption of healthier lifestyles and diets.
The Russian parliament approves a significant increase in fines for selling alcohol to minors to protect especially youth from its harms.
The U.S. Department of Labor reports that the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits has declined to 427,500, the lowest level since August 2008, offering encouragement that the job market is improving.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.